Walking meditations. Walking is healthy for both our bodies and our minds. It feels good to be moving, and too much sitting really does contribute to chronic muscle tension and habitual anxiety. Many people find that going for a regular daily walk helps them unwind and get their minds clear, and it takes only a small leap of the imagination to turn this activity into a meditation. There is a long history that associates the act of walking with mental clarity and reflection. Aristotle's school of philosophy was called the Peripatetics because of their habit of walking while they thought. Beethoven, Wordsworth, and Nietzsche were famous for seeking their creative insights on long walks. Tai Chi and Qigong were said to have been developed out of the ancient Chinese standing and walking meditations. In India, the holy men were more commonly homeless wanderers than cloistered monks, so walking was integral to their practice. The early Buddhists felt that sitting was a good posture for tranquility, but regarded walking meditations as more conducive to insight. So why is walking potentially such a good way to meditate? The simple answer is that it loosens up the body and enhances our present moment awareness, whether we intend it to or not. It helps us make that shift from thinking mode to sensing mode, from compulsively doing to just being. When we walk, we are usually alone, perhaps for the only time in the day. And being alone is always helpful if we want to relax. Meditation is not just about deep relaxation. Sleep will give us that. Nor is it just about mental stillness. To stop and do nothing is very helpful at times, but that is hardly an ultimate goal in life. We can define meditation in its fullest sense as any practice that relaxes the body and calms the mind as the basis for clear thought and action. And there is no particular reason why we have to sit or lie down to do this. Because we commonly regard relaxation as a spaced out state close to sleep, many people find it hard to consider walking as a plausible way to meditate. When I mention it in class, someone invariably makes a joke about the dangers of bumping into other people or getting run over. In fact, meditation is about being grounded and in touch with the sensory present. A walking meditator is far more likely to be attuned to his surroundings than someone lost in aimless mental chatter. So what does it mean to be relaxed while walking or running or playing sport? We obviously need a more nuanced definition of relaxation than just feeling sleepy. So let me offer some suggestions. They relate to energy expenditure, muscle tone, the speed at which we move, and the quality of our attention. Relaxation is about optimal energy expenditure. We can say we are relaxed if we are using just the right amount of energy for what we are doing, no more and no less. As the cliche goes, when walking, just walk. If we walk through a park enjoying the moment, we will feel relaxed. If we walk while also worrying about our job or our relationships, we will feel tense. Walking requires a certain amount of energy, but worrying adds on a whole lot more. If we worry, our face, shoulders, stomach and breathing will be tight, and we will burn far more energy than we need for just walking. Relaxation is also about optimal muscle tone. This is when the active muscles are tensed up and working to the right degree, but the inactive muscles are loose or switched off. When walking, our leg muscles may be fully activated, but our face, shoulders, arms and hands can be quite soft and loose. This is optimal tone. The active muscles are toned up to the right degree, and the inactive muscles are toned down. Relaxation is not about letting everything flop out. We need an appropriate degree of muscle tension to feel relaxed in any situation. If our leg muscles were too loose as we walked, we would feel flabby, unbalanced and uncomfortable, not relaxed. Even when we do a sitting meditation, we need sufficient tone in our neck muscles to hold our heads upright. It doesn't feel good. It's not relaxing to have our head bobbing. This principle of optimal muscle tone applies not just to walking but to any activity. We can say we are relaxed while shopping or doing housework or getting dressed if the active muscles are used to the right degree and the inactive muscles are loose. Relaxation also relates to arousal and the speed at which we move. We feel relaxed if we are moving at the optimal speed for that activity. Our movements will feel coordinated and flowing. When we are anxious, however, our movements are inclined to be too speedy, jerky, and impulsive. We hurry, and despite burning a lot of energy, we stumble over ourselves. Our movements tend to be less rather than more efficient. Doing things too fast usually doesn't achieve what it promises to. We don't get more done. We just feel pressured and confused. A simple way to relax at any time is to slow down. Consciously do whatever we are doing a fraction slower. There is a right speed to eat a mouthful of food. There is an optimal speed to pick up a cup and put it to our lips. Try doing it faster and see what happens. In fact, there is an optimal speed for any activity at all. Doing up a button, picking up a shoe, driving around a corner, walking across the room. We may be able to do it faster, but we certainly won't feel relaxed about it. Relaxation is also about an optimal level of attention. Sometimes we can mentally cruise. At other times we need to sharpen up and focus. Most daily activities can be done automatically with virtually no conscious attention. Some require a little attention at the right times, and many require a whole lot more than that. Since we are moving from one activity to another all day long, our attention constantly has to adjust. Yet every action, however small, requires a certain level of attention to be done adequately well. If we are not sufficiently mindful, we get confused and flustered. We forget what we've just done or wonder if we did it properly. Our attention gets split between what we're doing and what we're thinking about, and we deal with neither of them well. If our minds are constantly in the past or the future, and attending poorly to the present, this is a recipe for misery. To summarize, to feel relaxed is not about being sleepy and spaced out. It is about optimal energy expenditure, using just the right amount of energy for what we are doing. It is about optimal muscle tone, having the right muscles tense to the right degree and the inactive muscles relaxed. It is about optimal speed, moving at the most efficient tempo for any activity. And it involves optimal attention, giving sufficient attention, no less, but also no more, to what we are doing. If we can do this in any situation, we will feel calm, clear-minded, and in control, just as we do in a formal sitting meditation. When we walk, our eyes typically scan the environment at random, and this can easily distract us from our focus on the body. When we meditate, it is good to make our eyes more quiet and settled, and there are several ways to do this. So listen carefully now, because these suggestions apply to all the walking meditations coming up. You can let your eyes glaze over slightly. That works really well. Or you could anchor your gaze on a point in the distance and walk towards it, switching to something else when you move beyond it. Or you could look down at the ground a few feet ahead to minimize distractions. Monks were expected to do this to avoid noticing pretty women and other temptations. I have designed these exercises so you can run them together as a sequence. In fact, they work particularly well together as a long guided meditation. However, these exercises are still quite distinct, and you should get used to practicing them separately as well. I suggest you get familiar with maybe two or three of them at first, so you get confident doing them on your own without the CDs. Walking meditations can easily degenerate into little more than a pleasant ramble. So the same principles apply as for any meditation. If you want quality, you choose what to do, what to focus on. You maintain your focus as well as you can. You notice peripheral sensations and thoughts without engaging them. And when you get distracted by a thought, you stop it, you name it. You let it go and return to the present moment. It can be very useful to silently say an affirmation, namely a word or phrase, repeatedly while you walk to remind you what you are doing. Any word would do. It is mostly the repetition, not the meaning, that helps you stay on track. The titles of many of these exercises are effectively affirmations. Each time you breathe out, you could silently say a word or phrase, such as relax, or soften, or loose, or centered, or let go, or be still. Or you could name what you are doing as an instruction to yourself, such as sigh, or listen, or just look. In fact, you could use any word or phrase I say that appeals to you in these instructions as an affirmation. This CD, like the last, is in two parts. Firstly, I explain all the exercises so you can get a good grasp of what you are doing. Then I present the actual guided meditations themselves. You can practice these in your imagination while sitting down at home, or you can put them onto an iPod and do them while you walk. While you are learning, I suggest you find a good place where you can do a fairly long walk regularly. These exercises are not difficult, but you have to count on a lot of repetition to consolidate them. The CD gives you many possibilities. It is easy to go through the exercises sequentially, but in time you will find your favorites, the ones that stick. Fairly soon you will be able to do these without the CDs and in less formal situations. In time, you should be able to meditate virtually any time you are on your own. Across the room, up or downstairs, down a supermarket aisle.